The OLL20 is one of the Ori Lee Late series. It's a new sweet orange that we've released. Like the other OLLs, it's very highly colored. But the reason we released this one is primarily because of exceptional flavor characteristics. One of the major juice companies in Florida has been real keen on how good it tastes. We compared it with the other OLLs and other Valencias. And where it was really outstanding was on sweetness being higher than everything else, sourness being lower than everything else, and overall flavor and flavor liking being very high. So it looks to be something that could be used to really improve the quality of orange juice that's produced in Florida.
Does it exhibit any HLB tolerance?
It's always hard to say whether these new oranges are HLB tolerant or not. Jude Grosser and I talk about this all the time. They look to be more tolerant. It may be just that they're more juvenile, less mature bud lines, and it seems that juvenility and the vigor is one mechanism that allows them to hold up well against HLB. It's not an HLB-resistant variety, but it's looking pretty good.
He gave a little bit of an update on Bingo.
Sure. So Bingo, right now, commercially, we're in like year three with the growers who took the leap of faith and planted Bingo. In year two, many of the trees flowered. In year three, they flowered in a very heavy way. And so there's been big fruit set on Bingo. The challenge with that is that too much fruit on the tree leads to too much small fruit. And in the fresh market, small fruit is not going to get a high price. So our growers may need to learn something about how to manage the crop load, perhaps thinning the fruit to get bigger sized fruit. Also, many of the guys who planted Bingo complained, rightfully so, about tree loss. You know, maybe 10-15% of the young trees died back. We're aware of that problem. It looks, there's some preliminary data that suggests it might be a Colitotrichum fungal problem that's causing this dieback. So when you have a small tree and it's that big and it dies all the way back, that's a tree loss. But if it doesn't die all the way back, we find that these trees recover. They grow very vigorously after that little bit of dieback. And so it looks like something that perhaps can be lived with.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.